This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Five, six, seven, eight, La Podcast.
Z100 New York.
Guys, that's Gabby Bryan looking different again.
You bet your ass I've had four different hair colors this month, and I've hated every single one of them. And I'm changing it again this week.
No.
Don't.
Gabby's changing it again this week, and I cannot have an opinion, and who can't have an opinion? That's going to go ahead and be Zach Senior, an amazing comedian, Brooklyn-based, and he is having a blast today. Our studio's at Chinatown.
Brooklyn-based
comedian, Zach Senior.
Our studio's in Chinatown. The sun is out. The fake bags are on display, and I'm walking down the street like, literally corming.
Literally.
I'm full corm.
Guys, there's something that's really tough about me going through here is that I recently was broken up with a guy.
Oh, geez.
Right after.
Diving right in.
We're diving right in.
Guys, it's springtime. I was recently broken up with a guy. And I'm going to be honest, there's a fruit stand. In our last date, I got a bunch of fruit. And that's the night that I ruined it. So I see those fruit stands and I go, get out of here.
You did not ruin it. He ruined it because he was like, I hate to say this, but a keyboard warrior.
Listen.
And then, like, literally, how did you ever get a boner for him?
Because he's hot. And yeah, no, you follow him. Now you follow that guy.
I followed him. I unfollowed him.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Out of solidarity.
Whose side do you think I am? I saw this legit literally 35-year-old keyboard warrior.
Yeah,
like how fucking embarrassing.
Like, chillax. It's
and I was
Instagram.
Watching his Instagram stories being like, trying to convince myself to like him, trying to convince
thank
myself
you.
To like him because you were liking him. And then the moment you called it off, I was like, thank God.
That being said, he wasn't like he worked in a very intense environment. Okay,
so do we.
We could cut any. We could cut at any time.
No, Lizzie would be mad.
I would be really mad.
That's true.
I create the intensity. Get to work.
That's Lizzie, by the way.
Hey. That's Lizzie on the keys.
Do they
God, bring back the radio.
Bring back the radio. That's what we're trying to do right now.
Bring back the radio.
Isn't the podcast?
We would be so good. Okay, you remember like 2006, like how the Z100 hosts were like the most famous people on planet Earth?
Yeah.
It's crazy that we're not them.
Well, that's just like we had to have a podcast because like if we in the past, we'd be radio stars. If we were in the back, we'd be vaudeville. You know, we would be doing everything. Okay, we're just in this age, in this era, it's podcasting.
I was watching Midnight in Paris last night because that's my like sexy little treat movie. When I'm feeling delicious, honestly, I throw on Midnight in Paris. It's like chocolate covered strawberries to me. Yum, yum, yum.
I can't get enough of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the whole thing is like how you always think that you should have lived in the past. And it's Owen Wilson with his fucked up hot little nose.
His nose is going every direction.
They in a certain way in this movie where you're like, I almost forgot. This is like a corner shelf. It's insane.
When it's a crazy shot with light, you see every inch of that nose.
You're like, that's an active wound.
How are the shadows of his nose in full it's like that. Yeah,
it's beautifully done. Famously, I've auditioned for Owen Wilson's daughter and girlfriend about three times each.
That tracks.
Never booked it. So I never booked nothing. So I'm watching the movie and it's going, you know, it's going 2006, basically, where everyone's like a screenwriter. But everyone's a screenwriter,
or works for
right?
a magazine.
Yep. Yes.
It's huge.
And then it cuts down to the 1920s where everyone's writing a book. And I said, we would be so Zelda and Scott Fitzgerald.
Totally.
We would so be Zelda and Scott Fitzgerald.
It's like, I'm writing a book. I'm totally writing a book. And you're like fucking
like
on
a,
pills.
Like a gay playwright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be a gay playwright, but we're both from Ohio, but we live in Paris. Do you understand?
Yes.
And people are like, Americans? I haven't met an American in a while. Like that.
Yeah. And people, they love us.
Because it takes so long to get there by ship.
That, I mean, we've talked about this before. It was crazy that the Pilgrim did the ship thing. But does that mean the ship thing was in play for literally 200 years? So like literally 1800s, you were still doing the same thing.
It was almost embarrassing how long it was still by ship. Travel was by ship.
Like when did, can you ask when did we stop doing travel by ship?
When did we stop doing travel by
plane.
Ship?
Yeah, plane. It was the plane. I mean, the plane boys. The plane
I know
brothers.
The plane boys. The plane boy brothers.
The plane boy
brothers.
The
naked plane boys.
The hot little big titted plane boys. What are they?
I was doing a naked brothers.
You literally
naked
the 1950s
boys.
Is when planes took over like oceanic travel.
That literally Amelia Earhart, who I hate,
rest
by
her,
the way.
Rest her soul.
Rest her,
hated her
soul.
Why?
Because it's like, okay, you're the first girl in an airplane. You get lost. Like, wait a set back the movement. Like, of course the first girl in an airplane is like, I was using Waze. And she gets stuck in the Bermuda Triangle. Makes us look like assholes.
Tried to park, died.
This classic female trope.
Park, dies.
She tries to parallel park in the sky, dies. Now women can't drive forever, be shopping. Like, fuck.
That was her bad. That even the guys are like,
told you. You know, every guy in that airplane hangar was like, told you.
Told you. They're like, when did she get her period? Well, she was over the Bermuda Triangle.
And all the blood weighed down the plane and she drowned. This is why they should be making sandwiches for us.
Hey.
And then that's when the stewardess was invented. So actually the fact that all stewardess are women and gay guys is because, and it is Amelia Earhart.
That is a great connection, Gabby.
You're welcome.
So thank you, Ms. Earhart, okay, for setting back the movement.
Thank you, Ms. Earhart, for literally creating the gender gap. The wage gap.
Who let that girl in that plane? That's what I want to know.
You didn't do a couple loops with you didn't audition a couple girls first.
So wait, did she go, I'm going to be the first, like, she wasn't the first girl pilot.
Yeah.
Was she?
She was the first woman to do something. Hold on.
Was she the first woman to fly all around the world?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Well,
Lord knows she didn't. Lord knows she got to Boca and stayed.
She was the second person to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic and the first woman to do that. And the first person to fly solo and nonstop across the U.S.
I'm gonna be a bitch right now.
Be a bitch and turn down this woman who died, by the way.
R.I.P.
Who's dead?
I don't want to be a bitch right now. R.I.P. as well. Like,
you could do it.
I could have done
you
it.
You could have done it.
I could have done it. I could have done it. Okay, going back into what I was saying, if
please.
You don't mind. So in the 1920s, you were a gay playwright, and I was writing a book that could be the voice of a generation. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And we met. we were both, but it never gets finished. Like, I never finish it, but I'm known as a writer in town.
You have a few books out there. Yeah.
Yeah, more like zines. We're in the 1920s. We live in Paris, blah, blah, blah. Then it goes even farther back, turn of the century, where everyone's wearing sort of big gowns and there's a horse-drawn carriages.
I have that oil tycoon voice.
Yep.
All guys in.
Well, gee, sir. That's me. We own a brothel, I believe.
Yeah.
Everyone then was like sort of like drawing with charcoal, I would say, or running a newspaper.
Yeah,
but
one of the first newspaper boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to live back in the time because you could like invent anything. Like, I was watching this documentary about how Tabasco was made, and it's just like some guys were like, we made this weird sauce and sold it.
Yeah. And they're now they're billionaires.
Do that? Every weird sauce has been invented at this point.
I know.
You're like, what am I gonna do? Like,
remember when I was remember when I was dating that guy who was starting a hot sauce company and he would bring me free hot sauce all the time?
No, I don't remember this. I don't remember this boyfriend.
Don't look at me. I don't remember this boyfriend. When was that? It was like
before my time.
COVID.
Like COVID, I should not have been dating.
Yeah, we should not have been seeing anyone. We should have been sheltering in place. I was like dating a guy.
I mean, let's all be honest right now and look back during our time in COVID. I was fucking guys on Grindr. Literally, we were looking at each other. We wore masks, so it's chill. But like.
No, you didn't. Zach got so mad at me when I got COVID and came home. And I was like, you've been fucking guys. And
blowing
so
them or getting blown.
And so have I.
That's completely
like,
different.
Don't act like we haven't been doing all the wrong things this whole time. And yeah, I got COVID. No shit. I went to a house party in a barn.
Well, no shit.
No shit. I got COVID.
I mean, I had COVID. I didn't tell anybody, but I
had it. Exactly. Got so mad at me. Got so mad
at
me.
That was groupthink like the Salem Witch Trials. You can't be mad at me for that.
I can't.
You can't be mad. That was groupthink.
Okay.
We are the daughters of the witches.
Guys, we are the daughters of the witches. You forgot to burn.
Forgot to burn. Sorry. Guys, this is La Podcast. Want to go ahead and tell them what this is about?
So La Podcast is about taking a long sip of lemonade on a porch in the antebellum South. Do you understand?
Oosh.
Is that the bad South?
Yeah, not yeah, antebellum.
It invokes ideas of bad things, for sure.
Take that part back. The South today.
I understand what you meant, like the dresses.
And you can be any race, color, or creed. Okay.
I just want to say, I understand what you meant. The dresses.
I meant the dresses.
Like on a porch. The dresses.
I meant the dresses.
Tea time. Yeah, yeah. I get it. The little gloves.
I can't say anything right. No.
Relax.
The podcast is about dipping everything in your house in gold. You know that tale where it's like that guy wishes that everything he touches was gold.
Midas.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Jinx.
Nice, nice, nice.
Jinx.
And then everything and Lizzie, he touches.
Dua Lipa. Is it called a Dua Lipa when both people say the same thing?
It's a jinx.
In this
if
house,
we Dua Lipa one more time, we have to switch positions.
Okay.
On camera. Next time we do that, we scream Dua Lipa at each other.
Dua Lipa!
One, to pick up the phone. You know he's drunk and he's already alone. Two.
This episode is chaotic.
That's the point of this episode.
It's a sickle mode.
So you know King Midas, Titus?
Yes.
Yeah. Midas?
Give it the Midas touch. Turn it to gold.
Great. You know how he couldn't live... Give it the Midas touch. Everything turns to gold.
How's that, guys? How's that? All right.
Can you do it a little more like sad?
Give it the Midas touch and turn it to gold.
Can you do it more like sexy?
What is the actual one?
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought you were making this up.
A jingle.
The Midas touch? I don't know.
Midas. Give it the Midas touch.
Everything turns to gold.
It's like a car thing.
I picture him hot, obviously. Secondly, you know how he like can't fall in love because if he touches someone, they turn to gold.
Yeah,
that's me curing my exes from depression.
Is turning them to gold.
Is this podcast?
Yeah. Yes. I'm there.
Did you see what I mean?
Yeah, we followed.
Yeah. This. May I go?
Yeah.
To me, the podcast is catching a falling star.
Oh my god!
In your pocket.
Putting it in your pocket, but you can't. Because you're wearing girl jeans.
Yeah. Okay. So you have to put it in your clutch.
In your clutch. But you lose your clutch because you went to a party.
And there's no strap.
There's no strap, but there's like that party where it's like a really nice house, but everybody's just throwing their jackets on the host's bed.
Yeah, the guest room bed.
So there's jackets and jackets and jackets and jackets, okay?
One of the worst things in this life is digging for a jacket.
You have an amazing time at the party. You go to find that falling star that you put in your clutch in the host's bedroom.
Gone.
And it's gone, bitch.
Bitch.
It's gone. Okay.
It's gone,
because this podcast is to show you that you got to take the bull by its horns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't put down your clutch. If there's one thing I've learned in 30 years on planet Earth, it's don't put down your clutch.
Not even once.
Not like literally not even hold it while you pee. Hold it up while
so
you
they
pee.
Call it a clutch.
For a reason. Clutch it.
Good point.
Thank
Lizzie.
You. I'm
I
good
feel like
at
you
I
guys
do.
Don't have nearly enough pockets, but it looks like you have so many clothes. Like that's what I don't understand.
That's a really good thing you just said and realized in that moment.
Yeah.
It looks like we have so many clothes, but none of them have pockets.
Nothing has pockets.
So there's a real will they or won't they get rights energy there. Yeah, do you see that?
These totally. Cargo pants for men I'm wearing could hold everything that I've held in my hands in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah. Like,
Everything the last 6 weeks that I've put in my hand, I could fit in these pants right now.
Yeah. Okay. The idea of you jingle jangling in those pants with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, like mustard. Yeah, like yeah. I have mustards in here.
I have this one pocket.
That's crazy to me. And then you have your purse.
That's a big pocket. That's our big pocket. What do you think that is?
That is your ultra pocket for sure. Yeah. But even, I don't know. That's just, it stresses me out that the girls have nothing in their pants.
It should.
When it's like they totally could have pockets and it wouldn't disrupt anything. Right?
I don't think we're smart enough to carry stuff. Like that.
If Amelia Earhart taught us anything, it's that we don't deserve pockets.
Yeah.
I mean, is Amelia Earhart working at like Levi's?
She works at Mango.
All right. What are you serving?
What am I serving?
We haven't done that in so long. We're doing a sicko mod episode because we haven't done we haven't mentioned anything, by the way. This is the podcast. We haven't seen each other.
It's been like, well, we talk every day, but like it's we haven't irrelevant. Been in the studio. Totally. We haven't been in the studio together for like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
2.5 weeks, you have a completely different complexion.
I literally spray painted my skin as well as changed my hair 4 different colors. I'm on the 4th color right now. That's how many years have gone by.
Oh, and I don't think, last time these people heard is that I had a crush and then I just told them that I gotten broken up with. But I did go to a gay party and get licked by 12 guys.
So it evens out. Yeah, you should tell that story. It's really funny.
Do you want me to go into it?
Yeah.
So I was at this gay party getting licked by 12 guys. Okay.
Okay.
And it played out exactly how you think. I went to this gay party.
I got licked by 12 guys.
So, but I didn't want to get too fucked up, so I took a little bit of Molly. But you girlies out there know, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I've never done that.
I went like this. Like someone offered me a little baggie and I went. Yeah, that's it. Lick, touch, lick. That's all I did. Hear me now.
I didn't like that.
Can you do that again?
It was really smooth the first time.
It was so smooth.
I can't do it. Like, I want to hear that audio. I can't.
You just tasted it.
I just tasted a little bit of Molly with a little bit of the tip of my little finger. Okay? That's all I did. Thinking it would just put me in a little fun mood. Quite an agreeable mood, I'll say. Yeah. Down for anything. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it's crazy how much Molly does affect your idea of what's going on.
Sure.
Because I was kind of in my head about this guy. I went to this gay party, don't get me wrong.
You weren't so in your head. You had maybe a big toe in your head.
Well, I was just like at the party. I from my perspective, I didn't hook up with anybody. Okay? Like, if you could all look at the recordings of what I heard in my head, or what I saw in my head that night, I was just, like, going up to everyone. I saw a few of my friends. I was like, hey, how you doing? Hey, great night. Good night. Yeah, okay. I think I'm going to head home, guys. Like, that's what I did. I remember walking home, like, I didn't really do that much this time. I didn't hook up with anybody. Like, maybe next time. Uh-huh. And that's how I lived my life until I saw my friend at the gym, and he went, oh, my God, when he saw me. I was like, oh, what? What? He goes, you don't remember all the guys licking you? So apparently me taking a little bit of Molly, I think I'm going around to groups of people, meeting them, being like, hi. He said I was going around to people I didn't know, going, hi, hello, Zach Signor, nice to meet you.
Oh, my
hi,
God.
and like these guys, I was like going into middle of groups of guys, and then like I would somehow get them to lick me. I don't know.
That is reminiscent of when we were at that gay club and you went like this when you were blacked out.
Oh, to the dancer?
To the dancer. Zach was blacked out. He goes up, dances up to a go-go dancer, goes like this, a come hither finger. The guy bends down, and whatever the fuck Zach said to him, they were making out. Like,
when I'm a level 9 drunk,
Like,
I'm really sloppy at level 8. Level 9, I'm like, whoa. Like,
whoa.
I go through time. Totally. And I say stuff that just works.
It works. It's big politician energy. That makes me think of when we were in Quebec City and we were at a bar and I was sitting on a stool talking to a local gay guy.
Who I didn't even like.
We were talking about like graphic design or something. And like me and this guy were talking for a long time. Zach comes up fucking obliterated.
Hammered.
Obliterated. And he's like, looking at the guy like this. And then he saddles up next to me and this close to my ear goes, get off the stool. And I was like,
oh. You were talking to this gay guy and I made eyes with him.
Yeah.
And you were still talking about fucking graphic design. So I was like, get off the stool.
It was so like, literally like.
I like smiling.
Get off the stool. I was like, oh, and I'm off. And yeah. Then you told him you would eat his ass at 6 a.m.
7. All not right. Crazy. About 6 a.m. Who's up at 6 a.m.?
That was the same trip that I threw. I folded up a napkin. I saw a hot guy. I folded up a napkin and I flicked it and it hit him in the face and he turned and I went like this. And then I ended up having sex with him the whole trip.
See, guys.
And he was so dumb and barely spoke English also. It was French Canadian.
Yeah, wow. It was those were crazy times.
Those were awesome.
But yeah, so that's my story of getting licked.
I love that.
But like, I still feel like I didn't hook up with anybody. Because would you guys count that as hooking up?
Where did they lick you?
Yeah.
They said all, my friend said all over. Well, like he said that I was like in the group and they like being like, and in my head, like, I think I was just being like, like, cause I was having a good time. Like I was being friendly.
I don't trust your recollection.
My neck and my chest.
And keep going down.
Not my downstairs. That would be obscene. Yeah.
Your downstairs.
Okay, Bible study vibe. Okay. Not the downstairs.
Not your flower.
Not
my lotus. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think that was hooking up, but I don't think it wasn't hooking up.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Like, would you count that as hooking up if that exact same thing happened to you?
I would count that as sexual assault.
If someone told you later, you'd be like,
I need to go get swabbed.
Oh, bitch, I've been needing to get swabbed for a few years now.
Lord knows I gotta get swabbed. Wow, that's great. Here's what I think about our forlorn guy troubles.
Yeah.
Is that this is the disease of growing older. This is the great lesson, is the more you get, you know, a baggage, the more luggage you bring through life,
carry-ons,
mm. Backpack, duffel, big trunk, really big trunk, mm. Gotta get a bunch of guys to carry your trunk, like the amount of shit that you have gathered from bad guy, the one lesson is to not bring that luggage. Don't pack it and bring it to the next relationship. Yeah. Right, because that's what spoils it all. But mm. I never understood that till 30 when I meet a new guy and I'm like, yeah, right. All
you
right.
Wish.
Oh, you want me dead. Work back from there.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand what you're saying, kind of. But no, girls, they're not lying when they're saying Dayton's hard out here. Dayton's hard out here. Okay, and yes, Lizzie's married, and yes, I'm mad about that as well. Okay,
that hurts in a special kind of way.
And if Gabby meets a guy and gets married before me, it's hell breaks loose.
No,
hell
I know,
breaks
I know,
loose.
I know,
that's gonna
I
be
know,
really bad. Actually.
So you're probably like mid dating a guy for, and you just can't bring it up to
I
me.
I know. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Ew! This guy who you say you just met, are you soft launching him to me?
No. No.
No.
No.
Ew. He told you to dye your hair, didn't he?
Whatever you want.
Oh, I'd be so happy for you.
dye your hair.
No, I forget what I was saying. This podcast is crazy.
Yeah, yes, it's always
Does somebody want to serve?
Oh, yeah. You go. Okay. I told Lick story.
Hey guys, I'm Gabby.
And I'm Zach.
Of La Podcast Infamy.
And there's something at La Podcast that we love, okay?
Which is eating
Which is
food.
Eating food. And I have to say, we're busy girls, okay? Gabby's flying all over the world. Yep. I have a bunch of little hobbies, okay? So it's really hard to sometimes find the time to have a well-cooked meal like I'm Cleopatra, okay?
Truly, what okay? Do I have a full staff? I'm just one girl.
I'm one girl. So that's why eating this spring is going to be so stress-free with Factor. Factor is this delicious service that makes you ready to eat meals at any time, anywhere.
Every fresh and never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Two minutes?
That's less than 3 minutes.
That's less than 3 minutes. Just a little bit more than one, no problem. Okay.
Not a big deal.
You can
seriously
choose from a weekly menu, weekly of 35. That's the hottest age. Okay. Options.
True.
Of all these different kinds of foods. And they got calorie smart. What else they got, Gabby?
Keto.
Okay. Protein. Oh, because we know we need that body cells.
Yep. And vegan and veggie for my girls.
For the girlies out there. And there's also so many other add-ons. Like, you know what? You could do Mediterranean with a mix of something else. Keto with a little bit calorie smart. Girls, there's 60 add-ons every week. You can do whatever you want.
What are you waiting for? Answer. Answer.
Answer right now.
Answer right now. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Guys, first off, tailor it to your schedule, man, okay? Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility for as much or as little as you need. You can pause, you could reschedule the deliveries. Guys, you could do anything.
So head to factormeals.com/lapodcast50 and use code lapodcast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That code's going to go ahead and be lapodcast50 at factormeals.com/lapodcast50 to get, you heard it, 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So I love you.
Bye, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm serving you pinstripe fantasy. I'm wearing pinstripe pants. I'm serving you a pimp who was just trying to create a small business and it grew faster than he was ready for it.
Okay, sorry. Okay. That's why you need Squarespace.
If the pimp just made a website on Squarespace, he would have been able to manage the money better.
Well, I think a pimp should go on GoDaddy.com.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm serving you a pimp who works for a pimp who works for a pimp. And at the end of the day, it's really Amway.
Oh, MLM, wow. But make it sex work. Yeah, I get that.
Yep. Instead of selling vitamin packs, they're selling a punani, baby.
I haven't heard that word in a long time. Pootie-tang?
Pootie-tang.
Am I allowed to say that?
Can you Google if pootie-tang is offensive?
I don't even know how to spell that.
I can't imagine it is. It's too fun of a word.
I imagine that's why pootie-tang.
Pootie-tang?
Pootie-tang.
It's a movie.
Oh no.
We're gonna have to bleep it. It's a movie?
It's a movie starring.
What kind of movie?
It's P-O-O-T-I-E, pootie-tang?
Pootie-tang, pootie-tang, pootie-tang.
Pootie-tang. Okay, so when we get this part out, we can say
pootie-tang, 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 pootie-tang. Pootie-tang feels good.
Oh, it's a slang way of saying pretty thing.
Oh.
Oh, great.
Okay, then that's the name of the episode, right?
Pootie-tang.
Right? Yeah. Pootie-tang.
The name of the episode is pootie-tang a slur?
Pootie-tang a slur.
Pootie-tang a slur? Question?
A slur?
Oh, wait, but Urban Dictionary says, sorry, it's a slang term for vagina.
That's what I,
okay, that's
fine.
That's
what I was.
I was about to, I thought it was like a minority group, but I, I will definitely do it if it's about vagina.
Can you Google who started Urban Dictionary? Like,
we have a bone to pick
generation defining website for us.
I mean, we have a bone to pick.
Remember? We do.
Remember the whole dictionary.com? Remember?
We hate Merriam Webster, because she's a bitch.
A woman.
Urban Dictionary was started by a college freshman named Aaron Peckham in 1999.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I could have played MASH, okay, and gotten to that conclusion.
That is perfectly right. And finally, I'm serving you a sea that's filled with Swedish fish. And you keep going, you keep fishing for your village, and you keep pulling up Swedish fish, and you're like, seriously, fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I can't bring this back. They'll be so mad at me.
This feels like a curse.
Yeah.
You know, it's classic curse logic. this, you know, the sea is not plentiful for you because you crossed God or something.
Is that because you feel like whenever you go fishing in your life, you pull out delicious candy, but sometimes you need something that's not delicious candy to keep the family alive?
Well, everything feels like a sweet treat. And at a certain point, I need carbohydrates and protein or my body will fail. And fat and good fats.
And good fats.
Okay. And good fats.
Almond
to be clear.
Mom. Good fats.
like avocado.
I eat butter sometimes from the stick.
What are you serving?
Me?
Yeah.
I am serving you butter from the stick. I am serving you salted bo butter, baby.
Bo butter.
Okay, bo butter. Okay, because that's going to be me. Oh, fuck. That's going to be me.
Say it.
I'm on the rise, bitch. Okay, so I would get involved.
I can't even imagine what the fuck you're talking about. Butter's on the rise?
I am serving you. I'm butter. Because I'm so delicious, smooth, and silky.
And traditional.
Okay, and traditionally silky. Okay. And when you get me in your mouth, oh my God, you can't help but want some more.
Because I can't believe of that, this is butter.
Because of that, I'm on the rise. Get involved. You're going to want to get involved. Get in the mix. Okay. Every single manager and every single agent in this city, yeah, okay, is telling their clients to get in the mix with me.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You should really get to know this guy.
You should get to know this guy. You should get to know this guy. Get in the mix. Start a conversation. Start a relationship. Start
coffee.
A relationship.
Invite him to coffee.
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
That
coffee,
is
coffee.
So a lost art. Imagine like inviting some random loser like me to coffee.
Do you remember that would
coffee.
Happen? That literally would happen when we were coming up in this New York City scene is that we would all get coffee and like chat. I hated that. I hated putting on waterproof mascara at 11 a.m. to go have coffee with a random person.
That's a chat. I mean, that's the same thing as like, just drop off your resume. Just go and drop off a bunch of resumes.
God,
it's the same
that
energy.
Of, that just hurt my skin.
Yeah. I'm serving you a little tiny bow tie. Okay. I'm serving you because there's a twink in all of us. Okay.
Yes, there is.
There's a little squeaky twink, squeaky clean twink in all of us. And sometimes you really need to give him a hug. Okay?
Yeah. It's like there. Some people have an inner child and some people have an inner twink and they take completely different sorts of self-care.
Yeah, of course.
Put a little snail mucin in your ass. Feed the twink inside all
well,
of us.
Well, a bow tie is really big for a budgeting gay boy. Okay. Because like he's like, I want
a budgeting gay boy.
A burgeoning? A gay guy on the rise.
I can't imagine gay guys' budget. That does not feel true.
Half of the credit card debt in this country is gay. And the other half is girls. Every yeah. girl I know has credit card debt.
I'm good.
Not
but like. I asked my parents for a lot of money. Like, wow. Wow, do I ask them for money constantly.
No, I just like a bow tie is really big, I think, because of Glee and that guy on Glee. So all gay guys.
Kurt.
No, his boyfriend.
Kirk.
Blaine.
Who's straight, by the way?
Darren Criss.
I'm sorry. He's gay.
He's also half Filipino. And I found that out because I was watching this horrible show called Hollywood on Netflix. That's like good, bad, 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 good. Like Emily in Paris energy.
Totally.
And
is there just a bunch of gay sex in it?
Yes. And he keeps yapping about being half Filipino. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe they cast this white guy as half Filipino. And then I looked it up and I'm like, wow, he's legitimately half Filipino.
Like this whole time.
This whole time.
I actually know I know a lot of.
And he got skewered for not being gay on
Well, Glee. He particularly, like, I personally think that it's kind of okay sometimes for, or I think straight actors are allowed to play gay guys. He, yeah. like, made it his thing, which is annoying.
Well, you okay? can't play only gay guys.
Then it's like, oh, you, and then now he doesn't work.
Yeah, because he can't take the gay.
Because he can't not play a gay guy.
Yeah.
He's like one of those, that weird, mythical, fruity, straight guy. They're all out there.
Theater school straight.
I don't like those. Okay, I'm prejudiced against fruity straight guys.
I get that.
Okay, I'm like, get out of our community. Get out of their community.
I mean, they're tricking me left and right. The amount of gay straight guys I date, and I'm like, what are you?
I mean, it's like...
Are you my friend or are you my lover?
And I don't like it if they're either. Okay,
no!
I want you
to be my captor.
Gabby used to see this guy a long time ago who seemed kind of gay.
Yeah.
Okay, who said everything about him was gay as hell.
Yep.
Okay, I met this guy and I know they were dating, but I was getting like vibes like he was stealing you from me.
Oh my God. But that's how you knew he was gay at his core. Not maybe not sexually gay, but energetically gay.
Yeah.
Is that you felt competition with him.
Yeah.
Because you're like,
this is a
gay man.
And like I thought like there was sexual energy too.
Yeah. I mean, there probably was. He was so hot though. Wow.
Maybe I just have that with all guys.
Yeah.
Lately, can I say something?
Yes.
And I don't want to jinx it.
Don't be offensive.
Oh, I will. Okay. I will.
Okay. Oh, I will.
Oh, you're going to have to put this on the Patreon. Say la vie. A lot of... Okay, this is going to sound crazy.
Say it.
Okay.
And like I'm bragging, but I'm not bragging because this doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
I feel like lately I've been noticing a lot of straight women offering up their eyes. Offering up their eyes to me on a silver platter.
Well, straight women have always flirted with you. That you didn't notice. No, but yeah.
Something's very
that?
Different all of a sudden in my life.
Because you look buck wild hot.
Like I'm yeah. sorry. This is like I'm walking and I see women do this.
Offering up their eyes.
Because like, when you're walking on the street and you're just in your own thoughts, like you clearly aren't in your gay mode.
You're mask for mask.
When's my gay mode out?
You're fucking a guy in the ass, my boy. Bow, gow, gow, gow. Here's what I think, and we've spoken to this. We've spoken at this idea for so long, is that we haven't met a hot man that we respect in 5 years. Pre-COVID.
A guy who deserves a blowjob.
Exactly right.
Because a warrior.
Pre-COVID.
A warrior deserves a blowjob. Okay, guys? Not a fucking middle manager.
Uh-uh.
Okay, a middle manager will never get a blowjob out of me. I'll tell you what.
Oh, you're going to work the corporate ladder? Kill a community. Kill and a then community. We'll talk.
Like, literally, God damn it. If you're mad that no one's giving you a blowjob, look at yourself in the mirror. Do you deserve one?
Exactly!
Do you deserve a blowjob?
Arm yourself. Go to battle. Come back without a limb.
Come
I
out,
mean,
and I will
PTSD.
Wash your feet, and I will blow your dick.
I'll blow
okay?
you till the cows come home.
No, I'm not fucking blowing you if you have a diary. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm not
if you're
it.
A guy who journals, I actually do mean this. Kill yourself.
Literally. First off, it's gay as fuck to diary.
If
okay?
you have, if you even own a pencil as a guy. Kill yourself.
I'm not blowing you. No one wants to blow me anymore. That's a red flag.
That's your okay? red flag.
There's a. I met. See, when I see a guy who deserves a blowjob, my throat goes. Because it's so few and far between. God damn it! I have
God
to say
damn
that.
It. Oh my so God. The fact that you, as a human being, gay, but it's a secret when you walk down
it's
the
not,
street.
Okay,
gay,
I'm not keeping
it's a
secret.
You, when you're walking down the street, you look like a hot guy who's a guy. Do you understand? Like a mask guy. So girls, we have been starved. I mean, we have been starving. 3 years in the desert, no water. And then we see
Moses
a
vibes.
Hot, tall guy with a head of hair, which I realized something really crucial today.
Yeah.
Is that either, yeah, take a sip. Take a sip. And let me about to learn you something, okay? There, it's either... tall men, bald, or short men, full head of hair.
Mm.
There is no in between, and it is becoming a species-wide issue. So the fact that you're walking down the street, full head of hair, tall, you're like a fucking megalodon. Like, you, like it's crazy.
Okay, let's go off on all the guys yeah! nowadays. Okay, first off, guys, if I'm considered manly, if I'm the manly guy you know,
that's a
problem. Huge problem for men in our society. Because I act like a girl.
A girl.
Okay.
Also, if you're bald, I literally get hair glued to my hair. Do you understand? I like do the same thing. If you're bald, get a toupee or go home. Go home.
And
without
guys,
dinner.
Work out your neck. I will say it over and over. Okay. A thick neck makes a dream man. Okay.
It's so true. Men are out here not working on their fitness in a way that is so extreme to me when I'm literally pissing my pants on a Peloton every day. And you get to what? You get to what? Do nothing?
Some of these guys out here, I'm literally going to lose my goddamn mind.
I know.
My God. First off, no one cares. Okay? Drop the act. Okay? Man up. I'm sorry to say that.
Man up.
Man up. Jesus Christ.
I'm dying for a guy to man up.
I like that's why every girl is like, I want a guy to like choke me. It's
because
we're
desperate for violence at this point.
Yeah.
It's been so long since you've beaten us that we almost are like, punch me. Like, give me something
Hello?
To work with.
Like, so I'm sorry. I just had to go off on men nowadays.
The amount of flabby little forearms that I'm seeing is like so fucked up.
Also,
it's like, okay, no no wonder the interest rates in the housing market are fucking peaking is because none of you can take hold of anything.
Eggs are $7. Yeah. Okay.
And you know why? Flabby little noodle
Flabby
arms,
little
men.
Noodle arms. Guys, Jesus Christ, don't be vegan. Be a grown man. Okay.
Eat a cow. Skin it.
I will say that there is something when a guy tells me he's vegan, I am like, oh. Your cum tastes like trash, okay?
back in the day when, like, the earth was objectively bad, but, like, other than that, right, when there was, like, coming-of-age ceremonies, and I'm not talking about mitzvahs, I'm talking men taking their sons into the woods, they have to kill an animal, eat the heart, put the blood all over the face.
I don't know what culture this is exactly, yes.
It's a combination of a lot of them, I think.
It's like TV shows.
Except Jews. Like, that field, that's always been bat mitzvah, read a book. Jews, their coming-of-age has always been read the book
in front of everybody.
Yeah. And prove yourself. And the rest of the men are eating hearts, raw heart, and putting blood on the face. I'd love to see today's man go into the woods, kill an animal, come out with blood on your face. I'll blow you.
Oh my God. See, this is probably, have you ever thought about this? Is that you're like, I don't really like blowjobs. Maybe you do.
But I just haven't.
But there hasn't been enough. There hasn't been a worth cock to blow.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
That's actually beautiful. I gave a really good blowjob the other day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hell and yeah. I remember being like, this is actually good.
I've never
like, that's how many bad ones I've given that yeah. I went, oh my God, this is like actually
that
good.
One, he liked it. That one.
He liked that one. And now I really can tell the difference.
When your first good blowjob, you're like, you acted so different this time.
Oh.
You liked it.
You liked it. Wow, that makes sense.
I gave a really rockin' blowjob to a few weeks ago.
On that note, we have to wrap up this
episode. Wait, this episode's over?
Yeah. Insanity. But, Insanity Jones.
I just got... Insanity Jones might be the name of this episode.
Insanity Jones.
Also fun.
Really good, Gabby.
Thank you.
I just want to say that I gave an amazing... a show-stopping blowjob. Okay? And I did an amazing
job. Now, when you give a show-stopping blowjob, I know we've talked about this a million times. What do you do other than eye contact?
Okay, so it's... Okay. So there's a part of your mouth deep back there.
No. Okay. Next. Not going to happen. Next.
Oh, really? Because there's that point, that, you know, the toothbrush spot where you're like,
ew. Yeah. Yeah. When you go, it's like there's no noise. You just go,
The gag reflex?
The toothbrush.
Okay.
You know.
Sorry. Keep going. I'm listening.
You're
going
to want to plow right through that. Okay. And on the other side is a good blowjob. Okay. Guys really like it when you go for it. And even if it doesn't work, they just want you to go for it.
That makes me sick. Even the idea of going for it makes me sick.
And you got to incorporate, this is going to be the most personal part I'm going to say, like the inside of your cheek is the softest part of your mouth. This part. You know, when you're like, there's a reason why the joke's.
Did you know that, Lizzie?
No.
Oh, girls.
I'm like.
Because I think we're so worried about the teeth.
I feel like I just saw a ghost. I can't even fucking imagine. Yeah. What are you talking about?
You know, in there?
You literally just stab it across your
cheek? Like, you just go like...
Yeah, so it's like,
literally, like,
in the middle
of it. Slapstick comedy?
Yeah, like, it's basically like doing the thumb thing.
It's literally... It is got your nose.
It is got your nose.
It's fully got your nose.
In the middle of it, you're supposed to then, with mouth open, a jar, okay? Then you kind of like put it into this part. They go crazy. Trust me.
What do you do with your teeth?
Keep them away from it. It's easy. Think about how many times you don't touch your teeth to the thing that it's in your mouth.
Anything I put in my mouth, I touch my teeth to it. I chew on straws.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
like everything.
I know, but you just have to open it wider.
Yeah, but I have TMJ.
I think you're fucked.
I need to get baby Botox in my jaw.
No, don't do that. You don't want to get it stuck.
Well, it doesn't. That's not. That's not how that goes.
But that's my blowjob tip for everyone for free.
I won't take those tips at all, but I hear you. This is
you guys are really fucking freaked out about that.
Well, it's just, no, I was just trying to see it in my mind.
I mean, I couldn't even visualize what you were saying.
Yeah. Like, you get it now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in theory,
like that?
In practice, it feels cumbersome.
Listen.
Yeah. But a blowjob is cumbersome.
Yeah.
Like, that is a perfect word for a blowjob.
It feels like putting
a
hat on a hat.
I want to be
like,
very clear. Yeah. Evolutionarily speaking, it should never be in your mouth. Okay?
No, like, it's so anti-God. It's like every time a dick goes in my mouth, I go, I'm not going to heaven. Do you understand? Like,
yeah.
It's like another notch on the belt of me not going to heaven.
I know. And I would say that also with anal sex, but it feels good for guys. And I feel like that's God being like, I'm gay a little. I'm gay.
I'm saving anal for marriage. Thank you. So this has been this week's episode of La Podcast. We haven't seen each other, so we just decided to have a chaos episode. Classic chaos episode.
Classic us and classic chaos episode.
Okay, we have to get And do we have any soragoys?
We do have soragoys.
Hey.
Yay. So our first, so we have two this week. Our first one, this is actually a special girl who DM'd me.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, hey, I listen every week. Just so excited to, I can't wait to hear my name as a surrogate. And I was like, oh my God, my darling, you're coming. You're coming.
You're coming.
So, Brooke Raya.
Brooke Raya. Your last name's Raya.
Your dad's Mr. Raya.
Oh my God. You're Nepo Raya.
Oh my God. Well, first off, it's an honor.
It's an honor. It's an honor, and I love your family's work.
Oh my God, Ms. Raya, you love our show.
Ms. Raya, we love you. I'm on Raya getting absolutely zero ass. That's where I met that gay guy, actually.
Typical.
So well, thank
then
your
maybe
dad
I should get on it.
Seriously. Brooke Raya. God, what a good name.
Brooke Raya. First off, you're a surrogate now, so you know what that means? You're more than family. You're going to be
one
our surrogate.
One of us. It's going to be a rough pregnancy. I'm sure you're going to have that thing that Amy Schumer had where she puked every day. Sorry about that. That's what happens when you combine Jew and gay.
We'll be in Boca. We can't take the call.
Oh, don't call. We'll give you a pager, though.
We'll give you a pager, and we'll forward all your calls to Lizzie.
Yeah. So, she got it. Don't worry.
I've got you, babes.
But
Lizzie being like, I got you.
I got you, babes. But your bills are paid, and that's what's the life. What's the life?
On his credit card.
On his credit card.
Brooke, no, we love you. Please, thank you so much for listening. DM us anytime. DM me and Gabby. DM us at all times.
Ask us whatever. Seriously. You are. Oh, speaking of surrogates of the week.
Yeah.
And speaking of DM us anytime. As a Patreon member now, we have just launched our live chat.
Our live chat.
That I have notifications on my phone.
I have the notifications on and I'm responding to the messages.
We're fully responding. We're fully live looking at this chat. So if you love us and want to get in the goddamn mix, join us on Patreon, any tier, and you get added to that.
You get added to the chat. Someone asked to look at my old emo days and I posted a picture.
That's awesome.
I showed them.
It rocks.
Yeah.
It rocks. You could see me with the swoop.
Oops,
the swoop.
The Justin Biebs.
So our second surrogate of the week this week is Oliver B.
Yay! Oliver B? Did we make up your name?
Why are you the cutest boy on earth?
Literally delicious, yummy, yummy, yummy time.
Oliver B. Is it B-E-E?
No, it's just the letter B.
B.
Oh, I thought you were
I pictured B-E-E.
Oliver B.
Yeah. Oliver B.
I tried to zhuzh it up, but Oliver.
You're doing it. That was amazing.
I pictured a Sim in tortoiseshell glasses.
Wow.
You know what I'm seeing?
Totally.
I see like picture day eleganza is what I see you in right now.
When you can see the top and bottom teeth.
Oliver, listen, I can tell you're a guy, and we're gonna keep trying until a baby comes out of you.
Yep.
Okay.
So bend over.
Oh my God, what? Oliver's so cute.
Show a pic.
Also, I think from the UK or.
Oh, literally candy sweet sandwich.
Oh, that's such a cute pic. You're like.
We're looking at your Patreon pic,
oh,
Oliver.
Oh, lollipop sweetest.
Does Brooke have one?
Yeah, let me pull up Brooke.
Show us Brooke, too.
I want to see Brooke as well.
Oliver. I always forget that I can see your pictures.
I love the name Oliver, too. I think that's
Sorry,
just the best.
Brooke, also, did you know that if I was a girl, my mom would have named me Brooke?
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, but I love that for you, actually.
Brooke,
yeah, Brooke makes
funny?
A lot of sense. Okay.
Because my mom wanted the ending. My dad's Rick.
Oh, my God.
Rick,
Brooke
Jake
is such a girl.
Let me see.
Let's see Brooke.
Baruch.
Oh my God.
A Baruch.
Is she holding a cocktail?
Yes.
Brooke, is that a mimosa or a Sex on the Beach?
It looks like honestly a tequila sunrise with the lime wedge.
Oh! Brookie Bay.
Not a tequila sunrise.
It's a tequila sunrise.
What's a tequila sunrise
looks
again?
Like God knows what it is.
Tequila, and I think there's like
orange juice
and cranberry
juice
as well.
Yeah, there's some sort of juice in there, it seems.
There's juice combo.
Is it papaya?
No, I can't imagine a bar has papaya.
I can't imagine.
Papaya.
It's papaya. Brooke and Oliver, you are our delicious delights. Every moment with you on this planet Earth, knowing you walk the same streets I walk, I smile.
I'm looking up and I'm smiling. And we're going to do a special offer. Since both of you are our surrogates, you both get to have two of our kids each.
Oh, wow. Congrats. That's going to be difficult.
Okay, that you're going to have two daughters from me and two sons from Gabby.
You're welcome. So that being said, do we have any other announcements?
We don't. You can just do wings.
Okay. Zach.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Zach, today we had a big career milestone. We were going to do a prayer. We'll do it the next episode. We had a big career milestone today, and it's just, life is so special with you, and I'm so excited to see what our magic combined can create. And today I literally, we had our milestone, and then I screenshotted us submitting this thing, and then I closed my laptop, and I just said, God, this rocks. Life and friendship and beauty all in one.
That was really nice.
That was really lovely.
You're welcome. Now Gabby, say something about my body because I'm feeling fat.
Gabby, you're looking anything but fat. Okay, you're looking skinny. Okay. No, I would say I had a hard day today before that, unrelated to that. And then submitting that very important document.
Literally.
A document. PDF with you. I logged off that Zoom. Shaking my head like, oh. Okay, nothing can blast you back into space, okay? Like you and your best friend doing a huge milestone together. Gabby, okay, meeting you has been so amazing in my life. Look at now. Look, you said like all the things we can create. Look at the things we've already created from literally just saying boner back and forth. Like we've said boner to each other back and forth so much, we created an LLC.
That's actually crazy.
We've been doing it so much that Lizzie gets paid.
It's literally crazy. We've created it in corp.
In corp.
Oh, next episode also, as well with the spell, I would like to do our classic segment saying blowjob in different accents.
I would love that.
That actually does set us off well.
Yeah.
Because we had an absolute amazing day today, a big milestone, I'll do that for you. And also, your body. Every single day, Russian hitmen are always trying to take you. And I'm like, no. No, not today. We're about to submit something. And they go, what?
Oh,
and
I'm like, I'm not going to tell you. I can't tell you. I don't want to jinx it.
So they're all waiting. And I'm, and I don't know how much longer I can hold them off.
And Lizzie, finally.
Yes.
Lizzie, it is, I mean, I said it on a business text today that I bleed blue in parentheses, Lizzie.
Lizzie's blood. Lizzie being the blue.
Not cops. But like I bleed Lizzie. Do you understand?
Lizzie.
I feel so passionate and politically pro you.
Thank you.
Do you understand? Like you are my movement.
Yeah, oh, I'm I'm a single issue voter, and that issue is Lizzie. Okay. Lizzie, I love you. The same document we sent to you to review.
Yeah, you did.
And there is nothing I feel more confident than having you view any document.
It really changed actually our whole perspective on the whole thing. And we submitted it.
Because you're one of the people, like one of the only people in the world who could give us critiques.
Yeah. And, for us to take them seriously, we're like, oh, you just don't get it.
No. We were like, you get us 100%.
Yeah.
Like you get us. Like so much so that I don't even realize like how much has changed in the terms of this podcast once you got in the mix.
Yeah.
It's so natural. It is like when, you know, the primary colors, okay? What were yellow and red doing before blue got there?
So true.
They were at war. They were literally at war until blue was like, guys, when we all mix together, it's brown.
And no matter who else you add, it's still gonna be brown. Still gonna be brown.
So do you still want to fight?
Or is it a waste of time, maybe?
Good thinking, Blue.
Thanks, Red.
I'm yellow. Yeah. For sure. And on that note, we gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.